Yo. Yo.
Welcome to the 188th Wing Podcast, where you get all your in-depth information on what's happening in your wing. I'm Airman First Class Miles Chrisman, and I'm here with the 188th Wing Nutritionist, Staff Sergeant Zachary Grounds. And we are going to be talking about nutrition and things that you could do with your diet to help improve your health and fitness.
I am Staff Sergeant Grounds, and I am the diet therapist for the 188th Wing.
Could you start off with just a few easy baseline tips for nutrition that everybody should really know?
A couple of the tips that I thought about. So make sure that you're taking enough water into your body. So points you should kind of try and hit is half of your body weight in ounces. For me, I weigh 200 pounds. I should drink 100 ounces of water a day. And then, so I found this quite interesting. I was doing research and trying to build my program a couple of weeks ago and saw that grams of sugar. So males should have 36 grams of sugar per day. And females should have 25.
Now, is that like a maximum? Or
that is the maximum that you're supposed to consume in a day. I know. It seems very, yeah. A lot of sugar in a lot of everything. So that's why, since I've gotten this job, I've changed my diet and looked at a lot more things that have sugar in it.
36 grams. That is.
Not a lot.
Like, a lot of things have more than 36 grams.
A soda pretty much has that much.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm pretty sure like a Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper has about 60 or 80. So you're taking in twice your daily value.
That is insane. And things like that, they can definitely affect your physical ability. Of course, it will affect your weight. What is the main effect of nutrition on your physical abilities? Like in the Air Force, of course, we have to keep up our physical fitness. We have to do a PT test once a year or twice a year in some cases.
So, I mean, with that, if you're not getting enough of your daily values and all your nutritional needs through your meals that you're taking, you're not going to be in shape. So a lot of the classes I've been to, they always say abs start in the kitchen. If you want abs, if that's your goal, you need to make sure that you're eating your grains, your fruits, your vegetables, your proteins, and your dairy. That's kind of what you're supposed to be hitting in each meal, which I find it a giant struggle to hit vegetables at 8 a.m. I'm working on it. Nobody's perfect, but that has been my biggest struggle because I hate vegetables in general.
It's also a struggle because most adults work or kids go to school, and being at work and only having an allotted time for lunch, and also being at school and having a school lunch, you bring your own lunch. It really restricts your options, and you have to really look deep into, all right, where can I go that is both cost effective and allows me to get everything that I need in this one meal? That's a big struggle because most of the time you're like, I'm just going to go grab some fast food or something.
That is 100% correct. Whenever I'm running out of time and I'm on my lunch break and I need something quick to eat, I make my own smoothies. Smoothies are really good, and they have your protein, your vegetables, your fruits, and all dairy, and then your oats as well. So
that tends to be a go-to for me as well.
It's just easy, and it hits everything you need in one lunch period.
Not only is what you eat really important, when you eat it is also a very big component of just general health. Things like fasting, where you're intentionally spreading out your meals or not eating during certain times of the day or at all some days, could affect your health. What are some ways that things like fasting or just meal timing in general affect your nutrition and your health?
There's a lot of different fad diets, and fasting, I think everybody knows. It is one of the easy / more difficult ones because technically all of us already fast. When we sleep, we don't eat for how many ever hours you sleep. Ideally, what you want to try and do is look at your caloric intake and how many calories you need in a day to function. And then you break that up into three, and then you eat every 5 hours. That's the dietitians that I've talked to. That's kind of what they tell their patients and how they should be eating. For patients that have 2,100 calories that they need intake in a day, they tell them to break it up 700 calories a meal. It's not that hard, but I mean, I get that can be difficult at times to, all right, well, I just ate at noon and I'm feeling snacky now, and it's only 2 or 3 o'clock. As long as you're eating something healthy in that period and you're staying within your range, you're good. but it all depends on everybody's goals. So if you are trying to lose weight, you need to make sure that you're staying between a 200 and 500 calorie deficit with whatever your caloric intake is for the day. If you're trying to gain muscle or anything else that you're trying to do, you need to make sure you're taking in a lot of carbs. So if you're doing a lot of cardio, you need to be taking in carbs to fuel your body while you're running.
Well, obviously, nutrition is a big part of physical health. Therefore, it's a big part of being in the military, maintaining your body so you are able to perform your job and duty. And of course, you are the 188th Wing diet therapist. How did you get the opportunity to get that role? Because as far as I know, I haven't seen or I haven't heard of a lot of places having a specific diet therapist or nutritionist on base. Is that like a common thing across the Air Force or?
So I will break this down and kind of explain my career field to from the active side and then the guard side and kind of where I got to how I got.
All right.
In general, I started out a couple of years ago. I came from active duty Air Force where I was air transportational and aerial delivery specialist. I was in for 6 years, went to Germany and went there for 2 years, deployed for 6 months to Kuwait, came back to Germany, and then they told me I was going to Arizona. So I was in Arizona for 4 years where I ended up working in the LRS there. I loved the opportunity there. It was awesome. Very high stress situations, a lot of on your feet thinking, which I love. I don't know why I love stress so much, but it keeps me motivated. After that, I got asked to go over to the 563rd OSS and I worked for aerial delivery. There, our function was to help support the other rescue units and help their loadmasters train for aerial deliveries. So dropping cargo out of aircraft, I call the drop zone, tell them how well they hit on the point, but it was just all around an awesome experience. Well, after that, I decided I was done with active duty and I was ready to come home, ready to kind of settle down, decided to join the 188th. I started out in base training with Sergeant Polk and Sergeant Mills, two of the nicest people I've ever met. Sergeant Polk, anybody can say that Sergeant Polk is the nicest person you've ever met, but I loved working with them. Unfortunately, my position went away, so I had to end up finding a new home last May. Spent a couple of months with Sergeant Stanger. Him and I were beating our heads against the wall trying to find me a place to go. And we sat down one day and saw that we had a diet therapy position on base. Neither of us had ever heard it. He's been here for a million years. And he was like, I think this is an awesome position if you want it. I was like, yeah. So I went over to Med Group. They didn't really know what it was either. They had had somebody in it, but had never sent them to tech school.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, I have never heard of this. I've only been in for 3 years, but I've been connected to the military for a little over a decade. And I have never heard of a military diet therapist.
Yeah, it was an interesting position I got put in, and I was just trying to make something out of nothing. I went over to Med Group and started this program, went to tech school, came back, kind of told them what I thought about what I wanted to do. Colonel Thurlby, Lieutenant Colonel Mudge, and then Chief Kennard, they've been the most supportive with this whole program. I've kind of just told them from the beginning, hey, this is what I think about it. This is what I think I can do. Every step of the way, they've always had my back, and I appreciate that so much. And then they allowed me to go to Nellis Air Force Base for a month and a half to get my on-the-job training and also work with health promotion, which is more towards what I want to do. But diet therapy in active duty is not what I do here. So it is very different. Diet therapy in active Air Force, they work at an MTF, medical training facility. They essentially just take care of the patients in the hospital. So they are your cooks in the kitchen that are getting all of the meals prepared for the patients upstairs. So the dietitians come to them, to the diet therapist, and say, hey, this patient has celiac disease. This is what we can't put on their tray. We make their tray from what we made whatever that day and take it up to them. So it's not at all what I do here. So that's why I worked a lot with health promotion while I was there. They were awesome. One of them was actually a dietitian. The other was a physical therapist. They taught classes there that I'm bringing to here. I actually went to a lot of their classes and learned a lot of things, and I just enjoyed my time up there. Moving forward from that, I actually went to Washington, D.C. 2 weeks ago and sat at NGB and talked to the functional manager for my career field. However, I found out that I don't have a functional manager for my career field. Well, I do, but they are not a 4D background. So that means that they are in charge, two of them are in charge of 17 different AFSCs, and none of them are their backgrounds. So I understand their frustrations. Whenever I went to NGB, they talked to me, sat me down, and kind of gave me the idea. But I am now the subject matter expert for their International Guard for diet therapy. So anything that I think of, or that the other 15 individuals in the Air National Guard that are diet therapists think of, I run it up the chain and talk to them about it. All the programs I'm starting here, I'm routing them up to NGB, and hopefully we can make this a Air National Guard program across the U.S.
You said you're going to bring some of those courses here. Can you give examples of those courses that might be coming up in the future?
Yeah, for sure. The first one working on is kind of my big hitter is Best Self 2.0. So it used to be Best Self whenever I was at Nellis. And then about a month ago, they came out with the Best Self 2.0 right after I'd updated everything, had it all ready, was about to push out. And then they came out with 2.0. everybody knows that's about how it works. Best Self 2.0, it's for members that fail PT tests, and I can help them with their nutritional, physical, sleep, and supplemental needs. So if they have questions or need more information, they can come talk to me about it in a course. This is all only for people that fail PT tests, though. So members that just want to have more information on any of those nutrition, physical, sleep, or supplements, they can come to those classes. Before you can have a one-on-one with me, though, I do want members to go to these courses because I might answer the question that they have in that course. And it's just me, so I don't have enough time to have 1,700 one-on-ones. It's unfortunate. I wish I could just sit with everybody. That would be awesome. But I'm working with what I got and going to build as much of a program as I can moving forward. A couple other things I'm working on is the Bod Pod. So everybody's heard of the Bod Pod on base. Everybody asks where it is and what it does and everything. I got trained on it, and I was about to do my first Bod Pod appointment with Chief Manaman, and it went down. And it's been down for about 2 months, and I sent the parts off. That's what we're waiting on right now. So I appreciate Chief's understanding and patience with me. I'm not trying to keep anything or hide any of my programs I'm bringing out. It's just a bad situation, and I'm trying to make it better. So I'm also going to do the odd shift classes. Essentially what that would mean is cater more towards security forces, fire, intel, and ops to help with those odd shifts. So we know we have members that work at midnight here, and obviously it's going to be very difficult for them to get their sleep, work out, and meet their nutritional needs. And this is going to help them at least maybe make the decision to bring a lunch or stuff to make a smoothie. Obviously we have to make those smart decisions to make sure we stay nutritionally fit, and it's just a decision you have to keep making every time. I get it. I struggle with it myself. In a very happy relationship, you definitely put on some weight, so that's what I'm working on now. And then the last thing I'm working on currently is grocery walkthrough. A lot of our newer members, young airmen that maybe don't know how to shop for nutrition facts and how to properly shop and make the best decisions there, that's what I want to help them with. So walking around, showing them kind of what to be looking for and explain these things to them, that's what I want to be doing. And that one, it has more to come. I want to try and hit these other classes first. Whenever that one comes out, I'll push it out. And then more of my future goals. The coolest one I have is a cooking show. That is one I really love, and I think it's super cool. That's why I want to push it out. I'm still figuring out logistics on it. It's going to be an interesting one to tackle, but I think that I have very supportive leadership, and I have a lot of good people around me that want to see this program succeed and that they would support it.
Along with those classes and the potential of that cooking show, which I am very excited to see if that comes to fruition. But what other services do you offer to the airmen of the 188th Wing on a day-to-day basis?
So day-to-day, during the week, I work out here full-time. I'm a health system specialist for Med Group. I talk with leadership whenever I have something that covers diet therapy during the week. They are usually pretty supportive about it. However, I do have to respect that I do have a GS position, that I do have other duties to take care of. So it depends on my schedule. During the week, I don't mind to do one-on-ones. It just depends on my schedule and the individual schedule. I can't say that I'm always going to be able to do a one-on-one during the week, because that wouldn't be fair to the Med Group and my bosses.
During drill, is it just you offer one-on-one consultation, or if somebody is having issues with their diet, nutrition, they could come to you?
Well, I want them to sign up for the course first.
How would someone sign up for those courses?
I am working on tailoring that and making it a little bit nicer. For the time being, if you want to email me and sign up for those courses, I can kind of give you dates. I know I'm doing a course during June drill for a couple of med group members. However, I don't have a date or a time. If you have a member that is wanting to sign up, to fail the PT test, or if they just want to gather more information, shoot me an email. It's going to be class sizes of 10 for now. So once that fills up, and depending on how much of a need I see, I may do more than one course during drill. It just depends on what I see come from this moving forward. Like I said, maybe 2-3 classes.
That's it for this month's 188th Wing podcast. We'll have a new episode every week before drill, so keep a lookout for those. Thank you for listening, and make sure to join us next time.